KFIZ News Time 10:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. It's Wednesday, March 17th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we're pleased to be joined by Craig Molitor, President and CEO of Destination Lake Winnebago Region. We last spoke with Craig back last year in the midst of a very challenging year for tourism and hospitality, and we're going to look back on the year that was. We've, of course, surpassed the one-year mark since the start of the pandemic, and kind of get an update from Craig on where we stand now and what the future holds here for the rest of 2021 and into the years to come. So Craig's kind enough to chat with us for a little bit here this morning. Craig, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I am awesome, sir. How are you?
We're doing well. Thanks for taking some time to chat with us. It's been a trying year for everybody, but I know when we spoke a couple different times last year, we spoke about the impact COVID had on hospitality and tourism. And of course, that's a big part of what we do here in Fond du Lac, obviously, with all the great events that we have in the town, but also a lot of conferences that come here. And with a lot of those things being canceled or postponed, it was definitely a trying year. So let's just kind of rewind back to the last 365 days plus from your perspective and the perspective of Destination Lake Winnebago Region. Kind of take us through what was the last year like for the tourism and hospitality industry in and around the Fond du Lac area.
Bleak. How's that for an answer? Bleak. Should we just wrap up the interview right
well,
now?
Well, thanks, Craig.
Yeah. See you soon. No, actually, the answer is a lot different than that. You know, everybody in their own industry has gone through so much trial and tribulation that I certainly don't want to say it was any tougher for us, and I certainly don't want to minimize the tragedy that played out for so many families and so many people over the last year. It's been a trying time for humanity, really. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it this way. I'm so grateful that we're talking today and it's not the conversation that we had months ago, because I do sense a significant turnaround, and I think there's a lot of reasons behind that, and I'll talk about that in a second. But if you don't mind, can I just do a 30-second overview of who I am and what our organization does? I think it helps kind of clarify why you and I are talking about tourism.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Sure. The organization I run is called Destination Lake Winnebago Region, and we were for 45 years known as the Fond du Lac Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we are still that. We are a visitors bureau. We work to drive tourism to our community, to stay at the hotels. And in a really simplistic way, I just kind of think of us as the sales and marketing department for Fond du Lac and the greater Lake Winnebago region. So Waupun, Calumet County, Calumet Township, Horicon Marsh. What we do is we go out into the outlying areas, say Madison, Chicago, Milwaukee, and we say travel to Fond du Lac to go to a festival, to hold a business meeting, to go to EAA or Road America. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why people would travel here, and it's my organization's responsibility to push that message out. And the final thing that I always like to make very, very clear to anybody is that we're funded by what's called a bed tax. So anytime somebody stays in a hotel, there's a very small tax. It's 8%. Which is assessed on their hotel room. The city collects that. They keep a very small portion of that, sort of like a handling fee, and the rest goes into our budget. We then take that money and we go out and do more sales and marketing to the benefit of the community. So that's what we do. I think the point I always like to conclude with is there are no local taxes going into this organization's operations at all. Period. Mm-hmm. So it's all based on the visitor, and that's one of the reasons why we need more visitors in this community, so we can start and keep spreading the word about what a great place we live.
So when you look back at the ultimate message, you mentioned, you said the word bleak, and you know, we kind of laughed and said that that's the end of the interview. And you know,
right.
I mean, we talked about that back in I don't remember the month, but I think it was like July. We spoke kind of an update sense of, okay, we made it through the spring, we're into the summer. What does that mean? But as we got through the year, things, you know, started to improve a little bit. We saw some more surges in cases here and there with COVID, and now, as we sit here in 2021, you mentioned there is definite optimism and going forward, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But when you look at the totality of the impact that 2020 had on the industry, that the industries that you represent, what was that total impact? Is there a significant dollar figure you can share or anything like that?
There is, and there's a couple of ways we can extrapolate the impact. For perspective, 13 years ago when I joined the organization, our total budget was $320,000 per year. And again, that's strictly bed tax. It's 8% on the overall stay of somebody's hotel, time in a hotel. 2020 was to be the year that we were to top $1 million. And that was kind of a significant emotional thing for myself and my team. It's like, wow, we're a $1 million organization, you know? And it was like, oh, this is going to be so cool. Just an emotional thing. But what ended up happening is when we first got indication that something big was happening, and I think in a way we were lucky to have understood what was going to happen sooner than a lot of folks, because one of our major market segments just immediately collapsed. It happened to recover pretty quickly, but it collapsed. And I remember looking at my vice president of operations and saying, well, I won't tell you what I said because it was rather profane, but, I said, literally, we've got to take everything down to zero. We've got a furlough. We've got to, take salary reductions. We've got to zero out our marketing. So we bat down our hatches immediately. We prepared for almost zero bed tax income. But what happened is we went from about $1 million to down to about $500,000. So the preceding year we had been at about $900,000. So we about halved what we had budgeted for, which is pretty brutal. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we survived. We also had some really good, a really good track record with getting some grants and using access to lines of credit. So I should say that we did not have access to what folks call PPP. That was not part of the First CARES Act. So we were kind of flying blind for a little while, but we were able to stitch things together and super proud to say that we were able to bring our sales staff back on part-time in August. And just yesterday, and this is why I'm kind of smiling as I'm talking, just yesterday we were able to bring our sales team back absolutely full-time. The organization is smaller. We're down from about 9 or 10 people, and now we have 4 or 5. But we're all full-time, and we're back at doing what we love to do, and that's promoting tourism and quality of life issues here in Fond du Lac in the Lake Winnebago region. So that's just kind of perspective.
Sure.
Basically, it was going to be our dream year, and it ended up being about half of what we had projected, but we survived. And I see us positioned organizationally, maybe uniquely amongst our competitive set, because we had a pretty healthy rainy day fund, if you will, which was the proceeds of selling our building a couple of years ago. And so we've ridden out the storm, and we're ready to really start talking about Fond du Lac again.
That's definitely some good news to share here as we sit here in the middle of March of 2021. And as we wind down our conversation here, Craig, I want to look ahead to the next several months, the rest of 2021 and into even maybe 2022. We've had a few obviously smaller events here. We've had, of course, Sturgeon Spectacular. That was probably the last thing that happened before the pandemic last year.
Yeah, right.
We had the St. Patrick's Day Parade this past weekend. Of course, that's a more local scale event. We've had good crowds for that, too, because people obviously haven't been able to do things like that in a year. It was good to see folks out there. But where do we stand now? What's the outlook for the rest of 2021 and into maybe next year?
Well, from an organizational standpoint, we're still playing it really, really conservative because we just don't know. I mean, we don't know what we don't know, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of our operational stance. Let's just be super conservative. But as you said, Sturgeon Spectacular 2019 was the last kind of big thing. And then Sturgeon Spectacular, 2020 was the last big thing. And Sturgeon Spectacular 2021 was what I feel was our kind of return to normalcy. Mm-hmm. Super happy to say my organization partners with Fond du Lac Festivals. And I'll tell you what, we scaled it back a little bit for safety's sake, but people were out there happy to come out. If you may remember, it was like 5 degrees. but people, I think people want to come back out. And I see a return to public celebration. I think we're going to do it in a much safer way for the foreseeable future. People are still encouraged to do, I call it safe commerce, right? Mm-hmm. And that just means in certain situations, we're going to act differently than we used to. But we do see some awakening of certain market segments that we sell to. For instance, the motor coach industry seems to be really percolating. My sense is that there is a pent-up demand. I don't want to be cocky about it, and I don't want to over-assume, but there is pent-up demand for travel. How that impacts the specific markets that we cater to, like corporate and association, that's hard to say. I think that the youth sports has a lot of vibrancy in it. And I think, as I said, the motor coach market has some vibrancy in it. The weddings market seems to have some demand. So I feel, as they say, cautiously optimistic.
In the meantime, Craig, anything that the general public can do to help these organizations or help the industries moving forward?
Yes, there is. And we've all heard the term shop local, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the hospitality industry, the version of shop local is if you are part of an association, a corporation, a sports league, and you traditionally travel across the state to have an event or a tournament or a meeting, think about bringing that home to Fond du Lac. So help us bring more meetings and events to Fond du Lac. And all you have to do is just call our number. We'll walk you through the process. There's no work on your part to be done. We'll do all the work, but just help point us in the right direction of where we can go to bring more events to Fond du Lac. That's what I'd like to ask.
What's the number for folks to get in touch then?
923-2300. I got that wrong. 3300. Sorry about that.
Pop quiz.
You're going in for the ask, and I don't even get the number right yet.
Oh,
920-923-3300. I always have to say the area code first because I'm not from here, you know.
Sure.
Even after 13 years, I need to say the area code.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's all right. You passed the pop quiz in my book.
All right. Thank you.
Craig, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Take care and be safe, everybody.
Have a great day. Craig Molitor joining us, president of Destination Lake Winnebago Region. We continue talking about